not moist. You can't sit in that seat. That's it. You're for Shabbos.
So we go like this. We're holding it off your base on the base. Three lines from the top. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Sichecha bechitzim zecharim ksheris. Benekeva is psula. Now what is that? Zecharim is this. This is a chetz, aleph, and it's coming out. So there's no, right, the arrow is coming out into this piece. So it doesn't have a base kibbutz, it doesn't have any place to be mekabel anything. It can't accept anything. And the kevis is this one that it has a hole in it, right, to accept it. So if it has a hole, it has a shem kli. Once it has a shem kli, then it's mekabel tumah. If it's schach, you can't have something which is mekabel tumah. So therefore...
What about the arrow head going the other way?
That we're not discussing. We're discussing this part.
Just the
arrow itself. So, sechecha v'chitzim, so zecharim, if it's zecharim, this is called a zachar, as you can understand. So therefore, it's not a base kibul. So therefore, it doesn't have a shame kli. Nekeva is psula. Zakti Gemara, zecharim ksheya pshita. What's the chiddush? You understand, it's grown from the ground, it's wood, and it's not a kli. It's not mekabel tumah. So what's the chiddush? So the more amal the tema nigzis chayim atu nekevis, you would think that you should be guys a zacha atu in a keva, just like in a keva is possible to use. So to a zacha kamash malon, that it's not a problem.
A kli,
we're not guys.
A kli, if it doesn't have, if it's a finished product, it's not called a kli. Like it's not mekabel tumah. But if you have something that's a finished product and you made it, that it is mekabel tumah, right?
No, it depends what. If it's just a kliyetz, pshuta kliyetz, not mekabel tumah.
But over here, you formed a finished product.
But
this is a finished, you turned it into a chetz, you turned it into an arrow, you made it into something.
It doesn't matter, but it has to be a base kibul. It has to have something to be a base kibul.
It's not an arrow, it doesn't have an arrowhead. It had an arrowhead that would be puzzled anyway, but even it's a zucker, because metal is a puzzle for a scoff.
A wooden arrowhead.
No, it's a wooden arrowhead. I'm a man. Bin a keva is psula. If it was in a keva, it's possible. Why? Because this piece of wood has a base kibul. What's the chiddush? We understand. Obviously, it's a kli. It's a davar shem a kabel tumah. Base kibul asuya lemalus loishme kibul. You would think that this clay kibul, this arrow, is always meant to be full with the cover, right? It's always meant to be full with it. So that's not considered that it's like as a whole, that it's a base kibul. A jar is meant to fill it, take it out, fill it out, right? Over here, it's always meant to be full with this arrowhead. So therefore, it wouldn't be called like as a base kibul, and it wouldn't have a shame kli to be mekabel tumah. Kamash malon, no, that it has a din as a kli, and therefore it's mekabel tumah, and therefore it's possible to be used for schach. Okay, that was one halach. The next halacha is Amar Rabbi Bechanan Rabbi Yechanan Sichecha Banitze Pishtan Psula. Pishtan is flax; it's grown from the ground. So now there are many process how to get to it, how to get to come into flax. So this is how it's grown. Hutzni Pishtan. This is what it looks like. Right, regular, and then it ends up to this Anitze Pishtan. So now what you do is there's a couple of you comb it. This is Anitze Pishtan. This is when it's. Looks like this. Right? So, anyways, so let's see. So, who? You want to see?
You'll recognize it next time you gather flax.
Who gathers flax? Yeah.
It doesn't do you any good looking at the pictures.
Yeah. So, anitze pishtan, it's right through metama. So, therefore, that's pasul. That's already when it's completely processed. So, that's when it's pasul. But hutzni pishtan. If it's husni, that's like it's grown. It wasn't even soaked. It wasn't banged against. It's regular plants. That's ksheira. Vuhushni pishtan, that's a third case. That's in between. Any a day mao, I don't know what the halach is. So now, zakti gemara, vuhushni atzman, any a day. I don't know what you're talking about when you say hushni. Again. Anitze pishtan psula because that's a finished product. Hutzni pishtan, that's the beginning. That's before it was soaked. That's nothing. That's why it's ksheira. That's a regular plant. Hushni said, I don't know what Allah is. So he came and said, I don't know what Hushni is. Manushach, I daik v'lay nafitz. If it's daik, it was crushed with the machteshes, but it wasn't combed. Hushni ka'ile, that's called Hushni. Aval tree v'lay daik, but if it was soaked, and it wasn't even crushed. Hutzni ka'ile, that's called Hutzni, and that's kasha. Aydilma, tree v'lay daik, if it was soaked and it wasn't crushed, nami hushni kaile, that's also called hushni. So there's a couple of right. There's a couple of ways how to not steps ways in steps in the process. The first right away it's called hutzni. That's kasha. That's nothing to it. Then they soak it. Then they smack it with a machteshes, and then they comb it. So now we're saying. So we know combing, after combing, it's a problem. It's possible. We know right away it's not. We have two steps in between that we don't know. When it's soaked and it's not banged, that l'chayah should be like hutzni, or that's where the shayla is, that's where hushni is. Or when it's banged and it's not, is that where the shayla was, or that's considered anitze, which is possible. So he didn't answer. He didn't know. Will I die? He didn't know where the shayla is. So there were two things. First of all, he didn't know what hushni, if the halacha is, does that have it in pasul akasha, and then he didn't know what hushni is altogether, so we mess up. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Hani shushi v'shavtziri. And she says, it's a type of yarek, type of yarekis. So now, mesachem, you could be mesachem, but it's good for tzach. Abayama b'shushi mesachin b'shivtzi loy mesachin. With shivtzi, not mesachin. Why? My time. Kivan the sari rechayu shaviklu shavikla v'nafik. Since it has a bad smell, now there's nothing wrong with the smell, but you can end up leaving the sukkah. So we advise you not to use this. Now it doesn't say it's pasul. It just says don't be mesachin with it, because if you're mesachin with it, you're going to leave the sukkah. So we don't want you leaving the sukkah. Amar Avchanan by Rava, same type, similar gemara. Hani hizmi v'higi mesachem bu. That's a type of snack, type of plant. You mesachem. Abaya Amar behizmi mesachinan. The same as Abaya before. It said with one you are behigi lai mesachinan. My timer. Why? Kivan the natu tefayu. Since the leaves fall down, shavik love enough, you can end up leaving the sukkah. I mean, since the same thing like he said before. He says since it smells. You can leave the sukkah. So he's telling you a different type of thing. You can leave the sukkah. Why? Because the leaves are keep on falling down in the food. You're not committed to eat. You're not committed to sleep. So therefore, since you can leave the sukkah, we tell you it's not advisable to be mesachah.
These leaves are sharp points and they hurt.
Yeah. So therefore, mesachah, man.